Hello, everyone. Welcome to week 3 of Jesus Revealed in Purpose. It is season 2, and we have been going strong over the past 2 weeks, and we're thankful to God that He has carried us thus far. We are then in this new week, and our focus for week 3 is the road to the cross, surrender and sacrifice. I really, really like that. And for day 15, we'll be talking around Jesus setting His face toward Jerusalem. And to talk more about that, I'm joined for the first time here by Ms. Cheryl Chetty. Ms. Cheryl, thank you so much for being with us. Welcome, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Minister Sinclair. It's my pleasure.
Yeah. So for our topic for today, we were referencing the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 51. And the context here is Jesus' determination to journey towards Jerusalem. And it reads in the following manner. When Jesus had regarded the crowds, He went up on the mountain and sat down, and His disciples came to Him, and He began to teach them. Ms. Cheryl, I just want to look at that, but also just think around the steps around God prompting you to take, even if they seem daunting, because obviously when we look at Jesus, it was the road leading up to ultimately his crucifixion. So when we look at that, and maybe if you can reflect with us, what are those steps that God is prompting you to take, and as daunting or as scary as they may seem?
Okay, thank you, Minister Sinclair. You know, in this journey of faith, I believe that we are all guided daily by God's prompting. It is often about stepping out of our comfort zones and taking on challenges, doing things that seem uncomfortable to us. But these steps vary from person to person. Okay, I am going to share with you some of the common steps that I have experienced on divine prompting and how do I respond. Okay. So trusting God beyond the impossible sometimes propels you to take a leap of faith into the unknown, to become a risk taker, such as pursuing a new career, buying that dream home of yours, purchasing that Rolls Royce that you always desired. You know, even at first, it might not seem logical, but it is about trusting God in the process. This is what faith is all about. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Sometimes, you know, it's not about understanding God, but it is about trusting God through the process. Another step is acting in love and forgiveness. That will also prompt you to forgive someone who has wronged you, or reach out to someone who is difficult to love. These are just some areas where we get tested, but these daunting steps can lead to healing and growth in our relationship with God and ultimately strengthen our relationship in and through Him. How can we say we love God, whom we have not seen, but yet we have strife towards brother or sister whom is seen?
Very true.
Okay. Another step, Minister Sinclair, is serving others with humility. And that starts with recognizing that everything we own and possess comes from God. He is the creator, and we are His priceless creation. We cannot accomplish anything apart from Him. Humility means acknowledging that whatever we have accomplished in our lives, be it materialistically, our talents, our success, our resources, they are all gifts and talents from God. And we use them for His glory, not for our own. Putting others first, even as Jesus teaches us to love others as ourselves, this requires putting the needs of others first before our own needs. And that can be quite difficult.
It really can be. Okay? It really can be.
Yes. So serving in humility means offering help without expecting recognition, reward, or compensation. It's about blessing others without counting the cost.
Yeah.
And after all, we are blessed to be a blessing on That's this right. earth.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus himself modeled humility by washing the feet of his disciples. He is the Son of God, yet he humbled himself mm-hmm. to serve his disciples, showing that greatness in God's kingdom is defined by serving and not by being served.
Yeah.
To serve in humility means we are willing to take on tasks that might seem undesirable mm-hmm. and not wanting to do it at first, but greater is the reward from God.
Amen.
Faith Amen. Often requires courage, and what seems like a daunting step may ultimately lead to a deeper and greater relationship with God.
Yeah. Sure. I really like those steps, Ms. Cheryl. There's a sense of practicality in really carrying them out. And also, I think maybe through these steps, you're also able to work through what may seem difficult or what may seem daunting
yes.
as you journey into purpose. I now want to just reflect on our condition and how to prepare, because I think when we journey in our purpose,
mm-hmm.
I think definitely there will be sacrifices. There'll be yes. a cost
Absolutely.
To it.
Mm.
And I think when people are scared or have fear around them walking in their purpose or what God has called them to do, it's because at times they can see that, man, there's a cost here. There are particular sacrifices that I need to make. And we also maybe don't know whether it will pay off. And then you almost take a step back and yeah. maybe you're doubting. How can we prepare our hearts for those sacrifices? Because they will be sacrifices that we pay. But they're necessary for us to walk this path. But how do we go into a position where we are conditioning or preparing our hearts for this journey of sacrifice?
Good question, Minister Zinkley. Preparing our hearts is a personal and intimate journey, and that connects us to a deep spiritual encounter
yeah.
as it begins to align ourselves with the transformative power of Jesus Christ. And that is the ultimate sacrifice, walking the path that Jesus walked.
Yeah.
Once you have a personal encounter with God, I believe your life is never the same. Okay, your
That's
lifestyle
true.
Changes. The way you talk, the way you walk,
yeah.
The way you have conversations, the way you read the Bible, the way you interact with people, just everything about you changes. You can never say you've had an encounter with God and your life is the same.
No,
absolutely
not.
Not. An encounter will also reveal the plans and will for your life. It will transform your character and unlock God's favor in your life. We need to embrace surrender to our Father as this journey towards Jerusalem
yes.
marks the beginning of the final phase of Jesus' ministry here on earth. The cross for Jesus was not a tragic accident, but a divine plan of necessity
Amen.
To fulfill God's purpose for salvation for humanity. Jesus knew the path he was about to take, and he knew that this path would lead to suffering, his rejection, and ultimately his crucifixion. And he also understood the purpose of his journey. Can we fully understand the purpose of our journey here on earth?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I can confidently say that we struggle with that.
We do.
You know,
we do. We do.
At this point in our lives, can we say, no, we know what is the plan and the purpose in our lives. We are all still yeah. finding that plan and that purpose.
That's right.
But God has called us for greater. To follow this path, we must be willing to surrender our will, our earthly desires, and self-control. And we need to fully understand the plan that he has for us. We don't need to understand him, but we need to trust him in the process.
Yeah.
And in achieving these results, prayer, reflection, meditation, and reading the scriptures will help us get a deeper understanding through the Holy Spirit of the set plans that God has for us. And God definitely has a plan and a purpose for us.
He does.
Thank you. Repentance and humility symbolizes debt to sin. To follow Jesus, we must constantly examine our hearts, confess our shortcomings, and seek forgiveness. And there is only forgiveness at the cross.
That's right.
Humility before God is acknowledging that our dependence is only on Him. We need to let go of ego, pride, self-righteousness in our lives, and we need to accept that we need His love and mercy and His grace more than ever before.
Amen. Amen.
Sacrificial love is that Jesus laid down His life for us. And to follow the example of Jesus, we are called to live a sacrificial life of love, loving others before ourselves. The greatest love and the greatest act of all was the price Jesus paid on the cross for us. I think that was the ultimate price of love shown to humanity.
Yeah. And just maybe as we reflect on that love and all those steps that you've covered, Ms. Cheryl. Obviously, it sounds like there is a testimony there. And if I can ask, just in your walk and your journey in walking God's purpose, where you have seen the need to trust God more fully than maybe you've had before, if you don't mind, please just share that with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I was born, I was a couple days old, and I became very sickly. And I was born into my parents weren't Christians.
Okay.
So at that particular time, I started convulsing, and my uncle walked into our home.
Yeah.
And at that time, he was a Christian. And my parents thought I had passed on because I had no pulse. I was convulsing. I wasn't breathing. And they obviously was desperate. They didn't know where to turn.
I
am their firstborn. So my uncle walked in at that particular time. And I believe that was God's perfect timing. You know, where he walked in, and he obviously inquired what was going on. Everybody was crying. And then they said, no, you know, Cheryl is, she convulsed and she's not breathing There's no pulse. So my uncle started to pray for me. And as he started to pray for me, the color in my face started to come back, and my pulse came back, and I started breathing. And I am a living testimony, you know, and God had a reason for my life. And I am seated here also. It's a reason that I am alive and kicking. And and just like that, my parents gave their hearts to God, and we all serve in ministry. My dad is late, but he was a minister in the Lord. And my mom never seizes the opportunity to share the good news to us. Checks up on us, you know, how is your faith? Are you reading the Bible? If we're fasting, what are we fasting for?
Yeah.
So, you know, we were brought up with, we were grounded in our Christian faith from a very young age. Yes, and you know, they say, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And you know, we were brought up in that strict Christian faith. So I believe, you know what, we cannot sit back when we have a testimony. We need to share the good news. And even with my family now, with my kids, the way I was brought up is how I mirror my life, and obviously teach them the principles and the values of, you know, how to be a good Christian. And I also never seize the moment. Whenever I get an opportunity, I'm always preaching to my kids.
Love that.
Yes.
Love that, Ms. Cheryl. So as we wrap this up, this very, very meaningful conversation up, as people that are listening to this or watching this, how they'll probably be asking then, with all that you've said, with all that you've even testified on, how then do we, further deepen our relationship with God, and not just deepen the relationship with God, but how do we mirror his life as Christ here on earth? How can we do that more as believers in this day and age?
Yes. I think spending time in prayer and mm-hmm. reading his word, let this be a lifestyle and not an option. We need to hide his word in our hearts. Yeah. We need to meditate on the scriptures. You know, Joshua 1 verse 8 says, do not let this book of the law depart from your mm-hmm. mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that your ways would be prosperous yeah. and your life yeah. filled yeah. with good success. We need to cultivate a heart of humility and surrender to his will and to his way. Because if you surrender to his will, I believe that is the safest place to be, is in his will.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? We need to commit to obedience to his word. After all, obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. And if we submit in obedience, you know, you could never go wrong, because that is leading a structured life in Christ. Trust in God's provision and his mighty hand, because he will supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. And lastly, Minister Zinclair, we must focus on eternal rewards and not earthly riches. Because sacrifices on earth are temporarily, but they have eternal significance. Keep in mind that there is rewards for following the path that Jesus took, and the path that we mirror of Jesus's life. Because at the cross, we have our victory. And what did Jesus say at the cross? It is finished. Yes, so we know that at the cross we have victory, we have deliverance, and we have our healing.
Love that. Thank you so much, Mr. Earl. And looking at then, as Jesus set his face towards Jerusalem, I think we now, in this present time, have that courage to step into faith in all the things that he has called us into, and all those wonderful practices and points of reflection that you've shared with us. And thank you so much for sharing your story as well, Mr. Earl. That's really, really powerful. And to everyone that's listening, this is such a good marker for us to begin our week three as we journey Jesus Revealed in Purpose. And there were some really, really good lessons from Cheryl around how to better deepen our relationship. And I think as you've been listening over the previous episodes, these are practical things that we can do at home, sharing the gospel, spending time in prayer, spending time in the word, and being eternally minded and having that face towards eternity. So God bless you once again, Ms. Cheryl. Thank you so much for being with us. And to those then that are listening to us, that are watching this, you can follow us. You can subscribe to this podcast. You can subscribe on Apple, can subscribe on even Spotify, and even on YouTube as well by following Siloam Brakpan. I pray that this was a blessing to you as it was to me. And I hope to see you in the coming few episodes then around this week three. God bless you.